Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The reason I used it was to help with seizures that I started having in 2007 after using opiates for, at that point, nearly 8 years. And then later I used it as an exit drug to get off the opiates in 2011.
Okay. So how has it helped your life with especially with having the option to, you know, do it and legalize in New York State?
It's really helped because I found that now, since it's been legalized, more and more doctors and medical professionals are more open and accepting to the idea of how cannabis works and how it works in our body in a way to heal ourselves. And I found that those conversations are more open and with less judgment than there used to be. When I was openly telling my doctors I was using it just because I had to tell them with other medications I took. And before legalization, the response was much different than it is now.
So have you ever thought about recreational marijuana and its effects, and especially with the changes that have come, and we've seen more and more states now are starting to legalize it. Has it ever crossed your mind that maybe that's an option as well?
Absolutely. I believe everyone should have, I would actually prefer decriminalization. But at the same time, the revenue that is associated from not only medical marijuana, but from recreational marijuana as well, could literally save our economy here in New York State and industrial hemp as well. And if you haven't figured it out yet, yes, I am an advocate and an activist, and I have been since 2008. It's something that can save us in many ways, financially, environmentally, and even physically. And I do believe that if New York State does decide, I noticed that yesterday, Mr. Cuomo finally decided to assign a group to write the bill to legalize for recreational. And I think that that's a big step, although it's usually politically motivated at the same time. But it still gives us a portal to allow the acceptance of cannabis and the use of cannabis. And, you know, it's, yes, it can be abused. It's not addictive physiologically, but psychologically you can become dependent. And, you know, I still believe that, you know, even though it can be politically motivated, it's still a positive move for the cannabis community and for our economy as well.
So I guess, seeing the future, you know, how do you think the what besides the economic, but just from maybe just a usage standpoint, people that say that I really don't know how it would change, how it would be different in cost. Would it be cheaper, and how it's regulated, and the kind of the impact it makes? But in terms of just recreational, do you see it's as something that could make a big impact on people being able to use it to help any issues they're having, because maybe medical is just a little too expensive, or how do you see that shaking out?
Well, I think I know what you're asking me, and I've been a firm believer, and since I've been an activist for so long, I've been through many forums and, you know, a member of a few of them, and I do honestly believe that even recreationally, we're not realizing that we're actually using it for a medical purpose, whether it's to wind down, calm down, or, you know, using a different form of cannabis can actually give you more energy. So I believe everyone, even recreationally, in some sense, we're using this medicinally. And I also believe that the cannabinoids, because our body has an endocannabinoid system, that it may be a nutritional deficiency that we're simply confronting. And our body doesn't have everything it needs to heal itself, because the cannabinoids actually complete the metabolism for homeostasis. And that's what completes the healing and completes the process to regulate anxiety and in some cases depression and many other diseases. I recently had a complicated spinal fluid fusion done in my neck in late February. And because it affected my spinal cord, the only medication I could take were opioids to actually help the spinal cord pain. And I was able to do that along with cannabinoids, you know, CBD and THC, and use a minimal amount of opioids. And then I still had to go through all the, you know, the symptoms of relapse and withdrawal. But at the same time, you know, now they're allowing patients that are written a prescription for opioids to go and get registered on an immediate access so they can take a temporary card to a dispensary. So I do believe that cannabis is a necessary nutrient in many ways, and it's a positive thing. I know there's concerns with public health, and to be honest, I really don't think that we need to worry. It's about as addictive as sugar. So, you know, anything can be abused, but I do believe that it may eliminate many criminal activities that are surrounded. It won't eliminate the black market. But as far as public health and addiction, that's not my concern. You know, and then approaching the topic of the gateway, that's a totally different conversation. But I don't think it's a threat to public health in any way. But it would be, it would be good to see access for everyone. The expense, I don't know what kind of taxes we're looking at. I know medicinally, it's still more convenient to find my medication outside of a dispensary. I'll put it that way. And if New York State can meet or compete with the prices that we're paying outside of the legal market, then I think they would be successful. But I don't see any problem with legalizing it across the board recreationally.
Looking back, you know, 10 years ago, and you talked about how your doctors would, their response even just to medical, using medical marijuana, and now we're talking about recreational marijuana possibly being legalized. You know, what has that been like to see the progress the last decade?
The progress in the last decade is phenomenal. I never understood the prohibition since I was a child. And I remember being reprimanded when I was a child, approximately 8 years old. I tried to sneak away in my cousin's car to go to Woodstock. And it was considered then a horrifying thing. I never expected to see the progress that I've seen in the last decade, especially in the last 3 to 5 years. And I see it as a very positive movement that's galvanized a part of our population from every spectrum. And I think the progress that we made in the last 10 years is far more than I ever expected. And I'm excited to see that more and more states are legalizing recreationally, and some are actually decriminalizing it altogether in some communities, some cities, counties, et cetera. So the progress made is much more than I ever expected to see in my lifetime, and I'm more than excited. I can't even define how I feel about the progress that we have made in a positive effect in legalizing and ending the prohibition.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add on the subject?
I think the other positive effect of ending this prohibition, not only state by state, but nationally, would be to also consider releasing the nonviolent offenders and stop the DEA from hunting down a plant that is harmless and the money that it could save overall, you know, in state, county, and, you know, all levels of our government and the law enforcement system and corrections. The money that it could save there as a nation, in my opinion, may be enough to correct our budget as it stands now. So I see this as a very positive change, and we're also seeing industrial hemp coming in more and more. And to me, it almost feels like the hemp for victory of, I believe it was the early 1900s. So I see this as a very positive thing happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.